Hello, my friend. How are you doing? Today, I would like to discuss a topic that I have not touched on before. The topic is healing, something that all of us would need. In my observation, it doesn't matter what a person's religion is. If he has that special ability of healing people, he will attract people from all different religions. Not too long ago, in a big crusade in Bangalore, millions of people came together in an arena to listen to a brother by the name Benny Hinn, who claimed to have that gift of healing. And I have seen the same kind of scenario in other places, in other situations, and also with other individuals. In the Bible, we have many, many references to healing. Jesus himself healed people of all manner of illnesses. In the studio today, we have a brother who has that gift of healing. And over the years, he has prayed for people who have been sick and they have been healed. We are planning to have a discussion on this topic from a biblical perspective. We will look at Bible references that support healing by the power of God. So we are talking about divine healing. Questions that we may have is, does God heal people? Does he heal everybody? What is the criteria? And what is the purpose? These are all questions that we will ask. But let me first introduce to you my friend, Pastor Komal Singh from Canada. Pastor Komal, it's a joy for me to have you in the studio. And I do want to tell you, I have truly enjoyed your services, and I thought of discussing this topic with you. First of all, let me ask you, what base do we have in the Bible to support healing by human vessels when they pray for those who are sick?
Praise the Lord. It's a pleasure to be on your program. And the Bible declares in Exodus Verse 15 to 26, and it read, and said, "If thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, and will do that which is right in his sight, and will give ear to his commandments, and keep all his statutes, I'll put none of these diseases upon thee which I have brought upon the Egyptian, for I am the Lord that healeth thee." And this is declared in the Old Testament. And in the land of Egypt, remember the Hebrews, they were enslaved in the land of Egypt. But on that night of the Passover, very important, the Lord said, a lamb for a household. That lamb was killed, the blood was shed, it was applied for protection. But the body of the lamb was roasted, and they had to eat everything from that lamb. And the Bible declares, "I am the God that healed thee." Everyone that partook of that lamb was made whole to leave Egypt on that night. And God said, as long as you hearken to his commandment, that he will put none of these diseases upon you. And I believe this is a prerequisite in the Old Testament that declares the Lamb of God, which is Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. So if we could pick it up right from the Old Testament, that he said, if he says, "I am the Lord that healeth thee," he's in control of your mind, of your spirit, and of your body. You see, our body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. And our body that is, the body is that go through the situation. The body is the one that is being affected by disease and infirmities. We have a spirit. The spirit doesn't get sick, but the spirit is sanctified. Our soul, yes, our soul sin, and the soul that sinned will die, but our body goes through the situation where disease, infirmities, and whatever else will come upon this body. But when God said, "I am the Lord that healeth thee," I take it by faith.
Thank you. One question that our friends would have is, so is there any place for doctors? So if we are sick, do we go to the doctors, or we only pray for God's healing?
I believe in doctors. God give them the wisdom to diagnose problems, situation, And when we know we have a situation, for example, a migraine headache, we go take an x-ray to see what's affecting the areas. And then we could use the Lord's power, which is the blood of Jesus has power to heal. And we could apply that. But I believe in doctrine, God sent godly physician. And medicine is very important. We need that too.
That's right. I agree with you on that. I think it is perfectly in God's order that we seek the help of doctors and medical professionals. But at the same time, we can also seek God's direct intervention in our lives and ask for His healing. That doesn't need the help of medical professionals.
Well,
am I right?
Well, Doc, that depends on faith.
Okay.
That we have faith in God to believe for the impossible.
Yes.
That Jesus said in Mark 11:22, have faith in God.
Yes.
Whatever situation you're going through, Jesus will speak to those mountains.
Yes.
And it could be a mountain of sickness. But then you have faith as a mustard seed to believe God for the impossible.
Yes.
And your faith is healing, believing in the Lord Jesus. He's the great physician and He's the healer. Because the Bible said He was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon Him. And as a pastor preaching on healing, yes, I recommend doctor. Doctor helped the preachers to know if there's cancer or heart disease. Now we will be specific. If there's a right ventricle is blocked, we can lay hands and command it in the name of Jesus that ventricle be cleared.
Could you please share with us at least one experience of healing that has taken place in your crusades?
Well, for example, I was in Trinidad, and I was in a meeting, simple house meeting, worshiping the Lord. Very first time in Trinidad and Tobago. And we started to worship the Lord, and I called for the people to pray for them. Just prayed,
yes.
Not knowing that this lady was epileptic. Mm-hmm. And I said, Lord, touch her. And she fell under the power of God. The next thing I saw her throwing up in a bucket. And then she started to manifest. Mm-hmm. And I said, in the name of Jesus, peace. Mm-hmm. And the lady was delivered from unclean spirits. Mm-hmm. You see, that's one area the unclean spirit come to invade a body to carry out their plans, bringing disease and infirmities. And I command those unclean spirit to leave by saying peace in the name of Jesus, and she's delivered and set free. I've seen people come with back problem, severe back problem. And I said, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I command the ligaments and the vertebrae to line up according to the word of God. And I said, Lord, heal their back in Jesus' name, and the pain will leave. For example, migraine headache. Migraine headache, I just apply as oil as a symbol. It doesn't have no significant purpose. It doesn't have no power to heal, but I apply the blood in the name of Jesus, and I prayed and said, Lord, I rebuke this headache in the name of Jesus, and that spirit that is controlling migraine headache leaves. So in myself, in Toronto, Canada, I used to have severe stomach problem. And my belly was just like severe pain. I'll go to the doctor, and at the very step of the hospital, the pain will leave. I do not understand this. They couldn't find anything wrong with my stomach. But then I lay my own hands on my stomach, and I said, Lord, just please heal me. And I'm healed. The past 12 years, praise God, I'm totally healed from stomach ache. So I thank God that He's the healer. He's the great physician. The gifts of healing is there for every believer. That you could speak that word of healing over your family, over your children. I've witnessed it. I could testify it. For example, my daughter Camille had a real rare blood issue. And they said, take her to the sick children hospital. And we anoint her with oil, and we pray the prayer of faith, and we say, God, heal her, and today Camille is totally healed.
Well, friends, you may have a special need in your life, and while you are listening to us, you must have wished that we pray for you. And we would like to do that over the radio. And for the Lord, there is no problem with distance. We can join together and pray for your need, whatever that need is, whether it is sickness or some other special problem that you have in your life. And here in the studio, we're going to agree on God's promises for all of us. And one promise that God has given to us is that He will heal us of all of our illnesses.
Amen.
So we have to believe in His promise and claim that healing for our lives. So what I would like you to do is join us in this prayer. And I'm going to ask Pastor Singh to lead us in this prayer of healing for all of our radio listeners who are listening to us at this time.
I know there's many sick in their body. I want you to place your hands. If you have migraine headache, place your hands on your head. Stomach problem, back problem, just take your hands and place it in your body. Heart problem. I'm going to pray that the Lord Jesus will touch you. He is the great physician and He is the healer. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I take authority over every sickness, over every disease, over every infirmities right now. I command sickness to go right now. I rebuke back problem right now. I rebuke stomach problem right now. I rebuke migraine headache. I take authority right now over cancer. You demon of cancer, I command you to go. By the stripe of Jesus, and in the name of Jesus, be made whole in your spirit, in your soul, and in your body. And Father, we love you. Touch your people. Heal your people. Deliver your people. Set them free, I pray. The anointing of God, destroy every sickness right now. Go in the name of Jesus. And Father, we give you the praise. We give you the glory. In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen. Amen. Friends, I hope you were blessed by this program. Would you take a few moments to write to us? The address that you can write to will be given in just a few seconds. Friends, thank you for listening to Life Changers. I hope you'll take a few moments to write to us and let us know what you think about the program. You may include your questions and comments and also mention any new topics that you want me to consider for future programs. Let me give you my address, Life Changers, P.O. Box 25066, Bangalore 560025, India. That address again is Life Changers, P.O. Box 25066, Bangalore 560025, India. Thank you for listening, and I hope you'll tune in again next week at the same time. This is Dr. K.V. Abraham saying goodbye for now. The recording engineer is Tom John.